times from about this point in its development to the time it was finally finally built. If this line even doubles, and one of the things that the consultants are telling us, Keeter Peabody, is that that they've already used all the money they can find. The people involved in it are about tapped out, and they do in fact need this guarantee, or it'd be very desirable to have this guarantee. If that in fact is the case in 1986, 1987, and the line is not yet completed, and there's literally tens of billions of dollars more needed to complete it, I think it's highly likely that a legislature, the Alaska legislature at that time, would find it extremely difficult, if not impossible, to resist putting more and more money into it. You know, and just take a look at what $3 billion is. $3 billion, of course, would make 3,000 Alaskan millionaires, or to make 30,000 Alaska 100 millionaires, $100,000 heirs, or to make 300,000 $10,000 heirs. It's a lot of money, and I think we ought to take that very seriously in consideration. Whether there's going to be a market for the gas or not, I think, is extremely questionable. In fact, I think there are a number of questions that are not yet answered, and we're being asked to this session yet, in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, to make major concessions. We don't know the line can even be built. We don't know that there's a market, and we don't know if the rest of financing can be put in place. I'd like to just very briefly quote from the executive vice president of Tenneco, who, by the way, produces 5 billion cubic feet of natural gas a day and peddles it. He made this pronouncement to a group of people gathered at a gas seminar in Houston just a few months ago. And he's talking about their situation. He says, our packaging, they're talking about Tenneco's. Tenneco's packaging subsidiary is about to spend $75 million to convert its plants from natural gas to coal. Their soda ash operation in Wyoming is burning coal under its boilers, even though they have gas wells only a few miles away. Their own pipeline has a study underway to utilize waste heat. Their own distribution companies in Tennessee is selling natural gas to industry at about $3.20 per 1,000 cubic feet. At a $50 billion price on our gas line, you're looking at close to $30 per cubic foot for this natural gas. I don't know how, and I think we ought to be very seriously asking how we can peddle North Slope gas at those prices when people are in fact converting, losing customers at less than $4 per 1,000 cubic feet. Mr. Speaker, I think that before Alaska seriously considers getting into this proposition, there are an awful lot of answers that have to be given, and I hope that we don't rush into, before the end of this session, something that we're going to be sorry for further on down the line. Thank you.
Are there further special orders? Before the adjournment motion, the clerk informs me she has one more report of standing committees to read. So without objection, I'd like to return the report of standing committees so that she could read the one final committee report today.
The Finance Committee has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 590, an act increasing the number of Superior Court judges. The committee recommends do pass. There are two fiscal notes attached. Representative Adams, Chairman Haugen, Bettysworth, Hurlburt, Carney, Cotton, Cuddy, Chuckbuck, Meekins, Fuller, and Montgomery all signed do pass. Those are all the committee reports.
Representative Halford.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand adjourned until 10 a.m. Monday, April 5th.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. Monday morning.